With Australia Day not too far away, if you want to get out and see Australia, then Wilmington in the Flinders Ranges is a wonderful place to do it. Stick around that weekend because the Wilmington Night Rodeo is returning for its 53rd year. And to tell us all about it, Trevor Lappinen from he's the president of the Wilmington Rodeo Club, and he joins us. Welcome to Tour SA Radio.
Morning, Adam. Thank you for your call.
No dramas. This is bigger than Ben-Hur, isn't it? It's the 53rd year in a row, and it goes from strength to strength.
Yeah, that's all we aim to do. It's been a great event since 1966, and we try to keep it moving forward, make it a great community event and fundraiser for the local community and Royal Flying Doctors.
Yeah, which is a wonderful part of the whole thing, is that the proceeds go to local charities and the RFDS. But this is a rodeo where if you think you can do it, you might want to give it a shot.
Oh, absolutely. We've got a great little community in Wilmington. We've got free camping at the ground and recovery breakfast.
Very good.
We've got two great caravan parks in town, plus a hotel for accommodation. So it's just a good place to be. Local takeaway shop in town as well. The hotel's reopened. And, of course, we've got the food shed.
And, of course, we're talking about watching competitors, buck on bulls and saddle bronc and barrel racing and all that as well. So not only do you get to see the fine town of Wilmington, but you get to see some pretty incredible feats of sportsmanship as well.
Oh, yes, the rough stock is always a great draw card for the bull rides and the open bull ride. And then also we've got the barrels as well, roping events like team roping events, junior events, second division bull rides, bareback saddle bronc. So we've got a lot of action out on the arena. Plus we've got Kelby the Clown for the kids in for the last few years, which has been great.
That's wonderful. And, of course, it's all at night as well, which makes for a great atmosphere.
We're looking at a 7 o'clock start-off for the event. And then the food stall and everything will be open from 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon for everyone to go down and have a bite to eat. We've got hot dogs there, line donut. We've got clothing stalls, lolly shop, jumping cars and that for the kids. Beautiful green lawned area for the spectators to sit on. So we try to make it a good, affordable family rodeo for everyone involved.
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it? When you're looking for entertainment or something to do, you want it to be family friendly. You've ticked that box. You want it to be affordable, and you want it to be a whole bunch of fun. Looks like the Wilmington Night Rodeo ticks all those boxes. For people to find out more, you can check out the Facebook page.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Which is good. Just look up Wilmington Rodeo Club and check that out as well. It's on Australia Day. I can't think of a more Australian thing to do than watch people try and ride a bull. Seems like a very Australian thing to do, Trevor. and all the best with it. We can't wait to hear the results and find out just how many fine Australians made their way to your fine town. It's a beautiful part of the world, and we wish you all the best with it.
No worries. Thanks very much for the call, Adam. And I'd just like to thank all our volunteers, committee members, and, of course, our sponsors and spectators for making this one of the best South Australian rodeos on the books.
Absolutely. That is the Wilmington Night Rodeo. It returns for its 53rd year in a row. It's under lights, and it's this Australia Day. Tour SA Radio.